Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The dateline on the story that appeared in the news was Carefree Arizona. Haven't heard of Carefree Arizona? Right, neither had I. You see, it's a small desert town with a couple of gas stations and a post office, but it has one more thing going for it. It's presently the hub of activity for an entrepreneur by the name of Greg Warren, who as a kind of fluke capitalized on the name and parlayed it into a somewhat profitable business. You see, Greg is a pilot, and when he was on a trip to Thailand, he observed that Buddhist monks would ask people to write their problems out on paper, burn them, then put the ashes in a pouch and wear them around their necks. After a few days, he observed them carrying the ashes to the nearby foothills and tossing them to the wind. Returning home to Carefree Arizona, Warren, half in jest, half serious, shared the experience with some friends, who thought that the worry-free idea couldn't hurt anybody. 15 people asked him to dispose of their worries written out on paper, then reduced to ashes. Then Warren got bold enough to run an ad in a newspaper. Then he started printing a certificate. The worry-free idea took hold. Along with lists of worries, people began writing, unburdening their hearts about broken marriages, kids on drugs, problems with money, cheating mates, and fears about their health. Long ago, Jesus challenged his followers, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Does it work? Or is it simply a spiritual exercise like spreading the ashes of your worries over the little town of Carefree? If my answer should be based on the joyful expression of Christians who live carefree lives, punctuated with bursts of joyfulness, I'd have to say, nope, doesn't really work. How many believers do you know who are known for the smoothness of their brows, worry-free too? We say we believe that God makes a difference, yet we carry loads of worry around as though God was no more able to help us than a Buddhist image made of wood, stone, and gold. The first time Warren tried disposing of the worry ashes over the little town of Carefree, the wind from the plane blew them back in his face, which may really be the way it is when you don't really trust God to help you deal with your worries. But there's a big difference between throwing the ashes of your worries to the wind and believing that a living God will deal with your situation. If God is alive and his word is true, then he can do something about the situations that create trouble for you and cares and worries, something lasting, physical, and real. If, however, God is only a wish, a prayer, or a religious exercise in positive thinking, forget it. Nothing will change. Peter wrote, "Casting all your anxiety or care on him, because he cares for you." Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you." By the way, Carefree could and should be the address of every child of God. Joseph Scriven put it so well when he wrote, "Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.